Good afternoon, everyone, and my presentation is about the work that I did as a postdoctoral researcher at Texas A&M University in the Geology and Geophysics Department in collaboration with the Geochemical and Environmental Research Group, also part of the College of Geosciences. And this work was about the sources, accumulation, and spatial distribution of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons in floodplain soils. These compounds are organic compounds that are composed of several fused benzene-type rings, ranging from 2 up to 8 rings, and their physical and chemical characteristics are strongly influenced by their molecular weight. They are nonpolar molecules with very low solubilities in water, and they have a strong tendency to sorb to organic matter, in particular to soils and sediments. And because of this property, they persist in the environment for long times, up to the order of decades. Some of the common pHs that are found in soils are so-called parent low molecular weight pHs, such as naphthalene, phenanthrene, and anthracene, and as well as the parent high molecular weight pHs that have a higher number of rings and, as a consequence, also a higher molecular weight. And these sets of compounds that I'm showing here constitute the so-called 16 pHs that are on the US EPA priority list, and they have received a lot of attention in research in different types of environment. And some pHs, such as naphthalene, at the room temperature are in a solid phase, and the naphthalene, for example, is used in mothballs. And at the room temperature, it sublimates, meaning that it transitions directly from the solid phase into the gas phase. The typical concentration of pHs, of these 16 pHs in soils, in rural areas away from major contaminant sources, and are in the order of a few hundreds of nanogram per gram. And for example, in a study by Wilken and Amelug, based on 18 sites of the North America Great Plains, they reported a concentration for rural area of ranging between 60 and 300 nanogram per gram. Similarly, Trapido in Estonia, based on eight sites in rural areas, he reports a concentration of about 100 nanogram per gram. Similar results were obtained also by the Sol and colleagues in Switzerland. They conducted a study, long-term study monitoring pHs, and they, based on 105 sites, they estimated an average of 160 nanogram per gram, again for rural areas. And similarly to those studies, in my work, I've measured the concentration of pHs in soil, but also their spatial distribution, composition, and also another major objective of my work was to infer information about the possible sources of pHs in soil. I used the as a research site, I used the normal landfill site near the city of Norman, Oklahoma, in south central Oklahoma. And this area, this site, there is in the Norman municipal landfill that is close to an old landfill that has been covered with a clay cap and revegetated. And then another sources of contamination in this area is in the presence of an asphalt plant. And this area here, there is in close proximity to the active channel of the Canadian River. And this site is is representative of how many cities in the United States have used the floodplains for waste disposal. The landfill contains primarily residential and commercial waste, although there are reports also of hazard waste disposal, and the landfill was managed in different ways. In particular, during the 1920s, it was common to bury to leave the waste into soil pits or trenches and then burn a part of the waste. And this is a close view of the asphalt plant. Asphalt is can be a source of PAHs because asphalt is composed of also of PAHs, and that can leach directly from asphalt particle, or they can be transported as a soot into the atmosphere and then and deposited into soil. And for my research, basically in this site, I develop a sampling scheme based on a set of transects to collect sample representative of the transition between the sources, the asphalt plant and the landfill, away from the sources to a less polluted area towards the Canadian River Arctic Channel. I use this site here as a sort of control. And this is a typical example of a soil profile. And collected a series of samples representative of the different sourcing until the. And I collected samples down to 2.6 meter depth. And split the samples into 20 centimeter depth increments. And in this picture, this is a representative soil profile near the Canadian River Arctic Channel. It's mainly composed of sand and silt material with a very low organic carbon content. Instead, as we move closer to the contaminant sources, the landfill, there is an increase in the vegetation due to a natural vegetation succession, and also an increase in organic matter, and also presence of particles of materials such as charcoal charcoal material, and due to past landfill operations. In order to quantify the concentration of PAHs, I used the standard operating procedures, extraction of PAHs in dichloromethane, purification using the silica alumina column chromatography, and the purified extra were analyzed on a GC mass spec. And basically, the identification is based on both of the retention time and the relative ratio between ions derived from the GC mass spectrometer. And this is the complete list of the compounds that I determined, and including the so-called parent low molecular weight PAHs, parent high molecular weight PAHs, and alkylated compounds. The letter C's here, C1 through C4, indicates alkyl groups. C1 is an alkyl group with one carbon atom, and C4 has four carbon atoms. And in order to summarize this information, I computed some of concentrations for these different groups and the total concentration for all compounds, and also computed the concentration of the 16 PAHs on the EPA list. In addition, I used a series of methods to investigate the spatial distribution and what are the possible sources of these PAHs. I used the multivariate statistical analysis, principal component analysis, followed by cluster analysis. And also, I used a combination of other so-called diagnostic ratios. I computed the ratios between certain compounds that are indicator about the origin of these pH suites. In particular, I used the ratio between phenanthrene and anthracene, When this ratio is lower than 10, typically the pH suite is of pyrogenic origin, means it derived from combustion processes. Instead, when it's greater than 10, it's of a petrogenic origin, meaning it's derived from petroleum sources or such as oil. And similarly, use the fluorantin to pyrene ratio with a cutoff of 1, again, to distinguish between pyrogenic and petrogenic origin. And also, I used another set of ratios based on the fact that there are samples with a very relatively low concentration of alkylated compounds compared to their corresponding non-alkylated compounds.